Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the DeFont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 189 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejandro de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very happy. My ears have been burning lately after USA lost to Trinidad and Tobago. People have been saying we shouldn't have let Klinsman go.
That wasn't our doing.
Jurgen Klinsmann would not have allowed that to happen.
First time since 86, I believe, 86. Since they missed the World Cup.
It's a shame. How do you lose to Trinidad and Tobago?
I don't know.
They like probably have a population like 17.
Of like Cranston, exactly.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I mean, I don't care about soccer that much. I know you're in the same boat as me. We kind of tune in during the World Cup and then tune it out for 4 years, but how does that happen?
I don't know. Schaefer, you and I both agree. All three of us agree it wouldn't have happened under Klinsmann's watch.
No, Klinsmann would not allow that to happen. Anyway, that's enough soccer talk for this week.
Yeah, we'll hit on it again maybe 8 years.
Yeah, another 4 or 8 years from now. Hopefully, you think we'll still be doing the podcast by the time the next World Cup rolls around in Qatar?
Oh, I think so. This thing's just growing exponentially.
Yeah, we're just getting our feet wet now.
Exactly, up to 189.
We're going to be 4 years in soon, and we're just starting to figure things out. There's only room to go up, really.
Set the bar low, as we've always. That's been our philosophy since episode 000.
That's very true. It's worked out well for us.
It has.
So this episode's going to be a little different. I know we're not going to have our normal preamble and all that stuff, so I have to get into something important right away. That I think you would very much enjoy this story.
I'm all ears right now, Billy. All ears.
Oh, good. All right. So I was listening to Retro WDW podcast, which you turned me on to.
Okay.
And they told a story, and it made me laugh. They said that they found out, they did some special event at the Epcot 35 thing, and they found out that during the initial stages of Epcot being opened, the Imagination Pavilion was not completed upon the original opening. It took 6 months for it to open up. But as they were building it, they opened the Image Works, like the place you could walk around, but the ride wasn't open yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the construction crew needed a place to meet, but because the pavilion was open, they had their daily meetings in those Imagination Pavilion bathrooms that are down there. So those were literally business centers.
Oh, beautiful.
During the opening days of Epcot, according to the story that they told.
Wow.
So that's why, and they actually guessed or wondered if that's why they're in such a weird spot, like facing away from everything. You know the ones I'm talking about? Have you used those mudrooms?
No, actually I haven't, but now that knowing that they've been, offices, I'm going to assume that they probably have good Wi-Fi hotspots.
Well, this was in 1982.
Oh,
I don't know if Wi-Fi
yeah, that's
was a
true.
Big,
that's true. Yeah, it wasn't
a big
thing
concern then.
Right.
But so if you go to the Imagination Pavilion, and if you go to the right, which seems like is nothing there, if you go to the right and around, there's some mudrooms back there that are very scarcely used. So that's a good place for a business meeting, and I guess that's why they use that for the same thing. Literally a business meeting, and now it's just used for
mudding or other business meetings. What are you getting at? Do you want a full review next time I go up to Epcot?
Well, I mean, you might want to check it out just for your own personal benefit and for the history's sake.
The problem is when I go to Epcot, I usually have, I bring a cup and a half of coffee and a big mugs for my ride up. And usually I'm sprinting to the one right at the entrance.
Oh, that's a bad one to hit up.
And that's not a good one.
No, there's so many good ones at Epcot. That might be the only one worse than that has to be the Morocco bathroom. And I've used the Morocco bathroom before.
Where is that one? In the quick serve?
Like, no, it's right next to the quick serve. So it's one of the very few mudrooms in World Showcase that you can actually just see as you walk by. I don't know if you've noticed, every pavilion
has their own
bathrooms, but they're kind of tucked away.
Correct.
Like, Mexico's inside the pavilion, then you go to, like, China's next to the quick serve that's kind of tucked away. Norway's tucked away. America is tucked away around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where the one is in France. UK, I don't know where the bathroom is there. but the Morocco one's just out in the open, like right across from Spice Road Table.
What happened? I mean, why did you stoop to that level? It was just an emergency?
This was my trip a couple years ago for Food and Wine when I went down and stayed with Por Favor Merderi.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just gotten there in the morning, and that was like my first stop. That was like my morning mud.
And you're not usually a morning mudder either.
No, but I was all thrown off after a flight eating at Morimoto's the night before. It wasn't like a normal day.
Yep.
And I had already been like baking into the Food and Wine at that point. This was like 11:15 or something.
Oh, okay. So it was like an early afternoon, we can call it.
Yeah. Yeah, not necessarily morning, but that's a bad one. You don't want to be going to that. What's the other real bad? Anyone near the entrance is always bad. You don't want to go there. That's like the worst of the worst.
Yeah, the one to the left of Spaceship Earth I hit quite often too, and that's not a good one.
No, that's not a good one either. You're right about that. I'm trying to think of any other ones in Epcot that are particularly bad. I think those are you know what's the worst one by far? This might be worse than all of them. The one that's right across from Test Track. You know, that on the back of the Mouse Gear?
No.
Oh, it's between Mouse Gear and Test Track. That one has to be the worst. There's always a bunch of people mulling about. It's not a peaceful environment in there.
So it's not one where you sit and read Twitter for 25 minutes?
No, I wouldn't advise it. It reminds you of, like, you know, like the bathrooms at, like, a public pool?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Like, has that combination of sewage and chlorine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep.
And now that I think about it, I wonder if that's where the Mouse Gear smell may emanate from there.
It may have all began there.
Maybe it vents out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're solving problems here on the Por Favor podcast.
There's a few things we know about. We know about mudding and food, and they kind of go hand in hand.
Yes, very true. You can't have one without the other.
Exactly.
So Epcot, I would say, is definitely our area of most expertise for mud rooms.
Oh, by far. The Magic Kingdom, I try to stay away. That's when I usually get on a monorail and head to one of the resorts.
Yeah, hit up the Polynesian Lobby or something.
Well, I mean, the Contemporary on the first floor, not the Grand Canyon Concourse, the first floor by the Wave, they actually have towels in there, folded towels. I mean, this...
Oh, it's a deluxe. What do you expect? Oh,
it's so nice. Never anybody in there. That's where you can usually go and change into your bathing suit if you're going to go for a swim.
Yeah, that's true.
We really do have to do a couple shows revolving around that, don't you think?
I'll make some notes when I'm there in about a month about some of the lavatories I use,
mm-hmm.
and then we can compare notes. But Magic Kingdom, you're right, isn't a great place to use the restroom.
No, not at all.
Animal Kingdom has some hidden gems. There's some good spots in Animal Kingdom where you can get away and make some mud. I wouldn't recommend the one like in between Harambe and... where the Tusker House and the Harambe Market is. There's a mud room right in the middle there. That's not a good place to be.
No, they're sharing clientele right there.
That's the problem. It's a high traffic area.
They're sharing clientele.
Yes, not a good thing. And then the one, the mud room where that guy had his suitcase full of Tupperware, that's not a good one.
Suitcase of Tupperware, trying to get on.
that has to be
trying
the weirdest
to get on
story.
Everest.
Of all the stories we've had... I mean, half the stuff we either make up or we think of, and we think it's true. But that's something that really happened.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
I think I was doing single ride. I think we were all doing single riders then.
You were in the car with him.
I was
you?
In with him, and he's trying to stuff. He's sitting, and it's literally not like one of those little bags that weasels try not to check, and they try to throw it in the overhead, and it's
No, that's a checked piece.
This
of
was a check. This thing was like from the ground up to his waist.
And he's just trying to, like, stuff it in the seat on Expedition Everest.
Like, what is this guy doing? And I think, like, I look because he didn't speak English. I'm like, what's this guy trying to do? And he had no clue what I was saying. Sir, that bag can't go with you. And he's, like, trying to stuff, like, the bar over it and stuff. It was fantastic.
And then we catch him after the ride, and they're sitting next to that terrible mudroom in the Asia section, and they're just whipping out Tupperware.
Just eating.
Like, strawberries and hummus.
Yeah.
Lunch meats. Unbelievable.
I mean, we did admire him. I mean, he had a huge suitcase full of food.
Yeah, he might have had some soup in there. Who knows? A suitcase of just filth.
Yeah.
Imagine wheeling that thing around all day in that weather. And then just like at 2:30, like, oh yeah, I want a piece of lukewarm salami.
Yeah.
A That sounds appetizing.
And he probably had a pound of everything that Publix has. You know, we probably could have had a nice cabagol, Genoa salami, and provolone.
Yeah, right, exactly.
God. Yeah, that was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
So strange. All right, anyway, so we're getting off track here. I know that you have, for this week, we're going to do a live audio dining review from Jiko.
Yes.
And this, when was this? Back in July?
This was back in July, yep.
So July, Jiko the Cooking Place at the Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House. You think we should just get right into the audio? We'll come back and we'll compare notes, or you want to do a little compare notes first and then go into the audio?
Let's compare notes first.
All right, so in fairness, I don't know why I started that way, but our trips to Jiko are 6 years apart, so a lot may have changed menu-wise from the time I was there on my honeymoon to the time you went, with 30% off. Let's not bury the lead here. They had announced the AP discount got extended and expanded to some particular restaurants, and you guys took advantage of the 30% off at Jiko, am I correct?
That is correct.
So this went from like a deluxe to like almost a cheap table service with the 30% off.
Yeah.
And would you have gone without the 30? Did that make you make this reservation or?
Yeah, because it wasn't, you know, you said that this is your favorite signature.
Yes.
And this isn't tops of my list because Animal Kingdom Lodge doesn't do much for me. So it's not a huge destination resort for me.
I think your tune would change if you could get there from a park easily.
Yeah, if there was like a little walkway, I think you're right.
I think because it's so out of the way, because all the ones you love, you could just access easily, like Boardwalk and all those you love because you could just walk from Epcot. Same thing with the monorail.
Yeah, I can take a break from the park and go chill for a couple hours.
Right, it's a big to-do to get over. You got to get in your car or you got to get on a bus or whatever.
But
it has been on the
top of my list, though, because of the great things that you've said about it. And you
and
I are
the only one.
You and I are pretty similar as far as food is concerned.
Yeah, that's true. I'm probably a little more adventurous, but we like a lot of the same things. That being said, you may not have done this without the 30%, but it's been on your radar. It's something that you're like, yeah, eventually we'll do it.
It was one that I was eventually going to pull the trigger, and this was the 30%. The additional 10% was, yeah, we got to do it now.
Made it a no-brainer, really.
Correct.
So what were your first impressions? I'll have to admit, this was my first signature on our honeymoon, and I was just blown away. The atmosphere in there was fantastic.
I love the atmosphere. It was... The theming wasn't anything great, I didn't think. I think it was a very pretty restaurant, but it wasn't fancy and elegant, if you will.
Oh, see, I think it is. I think it's very elegant. I think it's kind of... understated, like it's not hitting you over the head like, oh, we're in a fancy place, but
I don't think it's California grillish though.
No, yeah, I'll give you that.
And then they have like that open cooking area.
Yeah, I like that,
which I really do like.
And the wine, even though I'm not a wine guy, I love like the whole wine room.
Oh, they had rooms. Yeah, I mean, they just had like wine cellars all, and they had a couple of them. They might have just had a room and then another wall, a big wall, I think.
Right, of just wines, and then I love the color-changing wall that kind of mimics the sunset as you go through your meal.
And we sat right against the, as you walk in, the maitre d' will be standing in front of you, and we ate dinner right on that wall, that glass wall on the left.
Overlooking, like, the pool area?
Pool and it looked like a koi pond. I don't think there was any koi fish in there at the time. There may have been, but looked like it could have been a koi pond.
Yep.
Really nice.
Yeah, I like the atmosphere, and I feel like they had some of the best servers that we have encountered when we went on our honeymoon. And we did all the signatures. We had some really good servers, but I thought they were top-notch there.
Yes.
I mean, it's obviously that can change a lot over... You know, day to day, or even table to table.
As you'll hear in my audio, I told the guy that we had. I think he was from Venezuela, I think. And I told him he was the best server I've had on Disney property.
And you've complimented me. Like, you haven't had too many bad experiences. Mm-hmm. Usually, a very complimentary.
No,
servers.
I still think Shula's is the measuring stick for service. But this guy was amazing.
He was within a pitching wedge of it, is what you're saying.
This guy, There was a time Kristen went to the bathroom and he was at the table next to us, either taking an order or doing something, and she was coming back, and he walked over to our table and pulled the seat out for her.
Oh, wow.
And I said, God, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Especially from somebody who's at another table.
Right.
And just all the attention to detail. There was a time where she wasn't going to have a glass of wine because she didn't want to spend the $12. I said, we're having a nice dinner. Get some South African wine.
Right.
And said, all right. So he came over and he said, did you change your mind? She said, yeah. He said, what are you having for dinner? He told her. He said, here's what I suggest. She's like, okay, that sounds good. He's like, try it before you buy it. And he brought the bottle over and poured a little sample for her and I. And I mean, obviously wine doesn't do anything for me, but she's like, yep, this is perfect. So just little things like that. That's
not easy to do, to be able to pair things. I mean, I'm sure they have someone that comes around and says, oh, if they order this, suggest this wine or whatever.
Right. But
even still, to go out of your way to do that, it's always good, like you said. Now, let's get to the important stuff here, though. I mean, atmosphere is all fine and good. What'd you think of the food?
I was blown away. I mean, it was... Yeah. Just the ingredients blew me away. I'm looking at stuff and I'm like, this doesn't sound amazing. But then when I tasted it, it was amazing.
Right. Yeah, this is the kind of place where you need to get out of your comfort zone. You just have to assume that they know what they're doing and then try something and jump into it with faith, you know? You can't be too tentative about some of the ingredients, and like you are sometimes stuff that doesn't go with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of just got to take it and assume they're well practiced and kind of give your meal over to the cooks there. And I had a great experience. I know Sarah really liked it, and you guys, sounds like you both really liked it. And I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about your meal during your audio coming up.
Correct.
So I won't get into that. I won't ask specifics because that'll all come up on the.
Well, of course, we got to go through the menu real quick, and you have to figure out what her and I had.
Oh, that's
and that's
true.
A staple when we do a dining review.
Very true. Did you have an appetizer?
We did have an appetizer.
One appetizer to split?
It ended up being that way, correct.
Okay. Now, let me see. I'm assuming this says this is from July, so this menu is probably very
this
close
is pretty
to what
spot,
you saw.
Pretty spot on, Bill. I'd say we can go ahead and use this one.
Okay. I would have to think... I think you would stay away from the Taste of Africa, the inspired dips with the breads, because I know you had a bad experience at the Sanaa with the bread service. So I'm going to assume you stayed away from that.
Now, keep in mind, you can also consider soups and salads.
I was looking at the soup, the summer corn soup, and that was on my list. I would have done the wild boar tenderloin, because that sounds like a good thing to split and something very... unique to Jiko. You didn't do a flatbread, did you? I can eliminate the flatbreads?
Correct.
Okay, so the salad, the Jiko salad. Yeah, you wouldn't go for that apricot ginger dressing. I'm guessing you're going to do a summer corn soup and a wild boar.
We just did the summer corn soup.
Just the soup?
Yep.
Okay, and we'll hear about that. Now, entrees. We have a Moroccan... style lamb tangine, peri peri green chili, green circle chicken.
He explained that. He went over this entire menu and he did an amazing job.
So he wasn't just like, hey dummies, read the menu. He
no.
was kind of going in depth on everything.
Yep.
Maize crusted Alaskan halibut. That sounds good. Oak grilled filet, that's kind of their signature with the mac and cheese. That's like the safe bet if you're going safe at this place. Snake River Farms Wagyu Stripling. Ooh. Durham Ranch Elk Loin. Interesting. Botswana-style Seswa Beef Short Rib. Also sounds interesting. West African Koki Corn. That's the vegetarian, I assume, so we probably didn't do that way. Bull Kop Malay Seafood Curry. Lobster, calamari, red shrimp, mussels, coconut curry sauce, saffron rice. Karubi Barbecue Pork Ribs. Ooh. This is tough. There's nothing on here that I would have said no to. I know she's a seafood girl, so I think she may have done the seafood curry. And I know when you have a waiter or a waitress that you like, you'll defer to them. So I'm thinking they kind of led you toward either the elk loin or the short rib. I'm going to say short rib for you.
You are partly correct. I okay. usually do defer to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be between the strip loin.
Yep.
And the what else was it?
The halibut.
The halibut. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And I ended up going with the halibut.
You did go with the halibut.
I went with the halibut.
And did Susie go with the curry?
You got that one right.
Yeah. That would be hard for me to pass up. That sounds really good.
You know what the selling point for me was the tomato butter sauce.
That does sound pretty good.
You know, if they put it in some kind of sauce that was stuff that didn't go with stuff, but I said, ooh, right. tomato butter sauce. Ooh, does that sound good?
It does sound
And good. I dip every piece of fish into that, and it was, oh.
It was good stuff. Both dishes were
so good.
Well received.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you tried some of the seafood curry. Did you like that?
Bill, the portions, as you'll hear too in the review, were ridiculous.
Yeah, big
And stuff. Usually, you know, you go to a signature, and not that you walk out hungry, but you walk out comfortable.
Right.
And you and I sometimes like to eat until we don't feel well.
I've been known to do that on occasion.
Yeah, the portions were unbelievable.
Yeah, everything sounds really good. Did you guys get a dessert?
No, we were so full.
No dessert. Okay. They have some decent ones. Usually, you know, the deluxes aren't really known for their desserts at Disney, I have to say. Nothing really knocks your socks off. An orange ginger cheesecake, a safari sunset, which is basically a carrot cake, the Kilimanjaro, it's a chocolate mousse with a pistachio financier, pink peppercorn meringue, doesn't sound that good, Malva pudding with ice cream and a bunch of stuff I can't pronounce, and strawberry shortcake. Yeah, I would have probably passed on those as well. So, happy with your appetizer, happy with the entrees, happy with the service. Sounds like you guys had a good meal. I'm looking forward to hearing all of it in the next segment coming up.
So, without further ado, should we go to the live review?
Yeah, unless you have something else you want to forewarn us of or make us aware of before we get to it.
No. No,
all
let's,
right,
let's go to
let's
the
go
review.
Right to it.
We do an entrees only.
Why, do you have, are you eyeing an appetizer?
I was looking at the, from the cooking place stuff.
I'm looking at the summer corn soup.
Oh, I think that looks amazing, too.
I'll put you some lemon soup, like the flavor of your water.
I do.
Perfect.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Now, let me tell you a little bit.
Talk to us.
Lamb Tejin is a shank. Bone in, that's the biggest entree. To me, on the menu, is the biggest. And falls apart from the bone. It's braised already, it's cooked, and we serve that shank of lamb with that parsnip silk, which is a parsnip puree, very tasty. The chicken is roasted. First, we brine the chicken one day with the peri-peri sauce. In Africa, means peppers, non-spicy flavors. We brine the chicken, then we roast it. Airline cut, 1 week with the bone, the rest is boneless, ready to go. The fish from Alaska is a fillet of halibut. So we dust that fillet of halibut with a little cornmeal. We put it in a hot pan, sear, oven, cook all the way through. The sauce on that plate is fantastic. Tomato butter sauce, also it's called tomato beurre blanc sauce, which is made with Sauvignon Blanc. Mm-hmm. Signature, filet mignon and beef short rib. Those two signatures in that menu. This being forever here. The filet mignon is center cut, grain-fed animal, 7 ounces. Medium rare, a good temperature for that, very tender. And we said that with Bobori mac and cheese, I'm going to explain you that, Bobori. Those are adult mac and cheese. You're going to ask me why I call them adults. 4 different cheeses, plus almond, dried apricot, raisin, minced wagyu, and minced deer. And those Bobori mac and cheese, they're fantastic. And we have the wagyu also, which is a strip loin, different kind of meat compared with the filet mignon. This is marbling. Medium rare. If you cook more, you're going to destroy the marbling so, and the taste.
Right.
Both filet and the white wood are served with those adult mac and cheese. Then you have the elk, which is a deer. In Africa, it's called red deer. In America, elk, farm raised. It's 2 loins, very lean, no gamey at all. It's like a tenderloin. It's very good for loin. So 2 medallion, big one. Medium rare, good temperature for that also. The other signature, the beef short rib. Those, you don't need the knife to enjoy them. We braise them for almost 4 hours. Extremely tender. On that plate is sambal, Dutch. It's a red sauce, a lot of flavor, but it's a spicy. On the scale from 1 to 10, to me it's about 5. If you don't like too much spicy, I can bring it on the side and you can add whatever you like. But it's a lot of flavors on that sauce. The cookie corn is a vegetarian option on that menu. It's a tamale with poblano and tomatillo sauce on the plate, also avocado puree, and chanderon mushroom on top of the tamale. Then you have the seafood curry, which is a combination of a chopino and paella, kind of. It's a saffron rice at the bottom, very moist. On top, a lobster tail with the tail on, lobster. Then the shrimp tails on, mussel with a clam, with a shell, and calamaris. Now, is it not a spicy? It's very mild, and it's not a strong curry taste also. Very, very mild, very good flavor.
How much coconut can you taste?
No, it's the flavor is all surrounded.
Okay.
The pork rib at the bottom was a little spicy, and we served that with confit peppers. Those Yikos lap chips are little potatoes, and we boil them, then we smash them and fry. Also sampan beans, which is a little ball come on the side, which is a very slow cooked beans, and it was one of the Mr. Mandela favorite dish. If you like to start with an appetizer and explain it for the two of you, and it's very good, it's called The Taste of Africa, which is four different dips, house-made, and three different pastries to enjoy those dips. The dips are mango tomatillo chutney, buna masala, hummus with sun-dried tomatoes on top, and cucumber raita. And the breads are fatir, Egyptian bread, papadam, Ethiopian bread, and flaxseed naan, which is very popular in whole Africa. All right?
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the summer corn soup.
Very creamy, come with a little, I can split it for you, so it's creamy. And I come with a pork belly,
yeah,
a little biscuit, and some herb jam too. Very tasty.
Yeah.
If I split it, explain it for the two of you, trust me. Right?
Thank you. Is that what you're going to go with?
What do you think? You want to split it?
No.
No?
I don't think it's going to be too much.
You know?
No. I've had my eyes on that summer corn soup.
Yeah, I have too.
Herb jam, pork belly, poached egg, lemon corn curd. Because I think the taste of Africa might fill us a little bit if it's a bread service.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Plus you went sick the last time. Although I don't think it was the bread service.
So you're going to go, I think you're going with the seafood curry. Right? And what's por favor Mike going to...
Poor Mike is torn between the halibut and the strip loin, isn't he?
I've never had Wagyu.
Tough decisions here.
Yes, very tough.
Should we put in our soup order first while we're still deciding on the apps?
Sure.
Let's split the soup, is that fine?
That's corn soup.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll both... No.
No?
Yeah, how big is it? Is it big?
I think you're going to be all right if I split it. I mean, I don't want you to... Good.
Okay. Should we split it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that then.
Yeah, if you'd like more, I'll bring it up.
All right, so we're going to split it.
Okay.
Wagyu strip loin.
And I would be tempted to try the elk if they didn't have that curry on the menu. The menu is very cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it's like carved.
This is a multi-grain beer bread.
Lovely.
This bread is being made with two different kind of beers. And that butter is fennel citric butter. I have plenty.
Thank you.
Are you having any cocktail wine or you're fine
with water? I think we're fine with water. Thank you.
No wine?
No, I kind of want that cocktail, but it's expensive.
Very good. We have very good African rum runner, very refreshing. They're mounting in Marita, but...
You don't want African wine?
I mean, I kind of do, but...
How much is it?
He convinced me to try a wine.
True.
What would you recommend
with
the curry?
What do you have?
Curry.
What do you have?
The curry.
Okay, I want to bring you something special.
Okay.
A little taste.
Okay, I think you're good here.
This service is pretty damn good here.
$25,000
bottle?
If you wanted to try it, they would open it like...
Where was this?
In Tennessee.
I don't know what to get. Do I want the Wagyu strip loin? Or do I want the Alaskan halibut? That tomato butter sauce with the halibut just sounds so good, doesn't it? But then that mac and cheese and grilled asparagus.
They don't do the mac and cheese on the side, do they? Can't get it as an add-on.
What would you do?
I would probably do the halibut.
Okay, I'm doing the halibut. I can always have, well, I guess we'll have to come back. Let's try this bread service, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
This is called cedar bread. Bucatrava is the grape they use for to make a Riesling. This is not sweet, sweet, it's very refreshing. It goes well to me with that seafood curry. You want to try the
mix? Why not? When in Rome.
I think you will love it. Special for that weather, hot weather, refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
Good, no? No expensive, $13 the glass.
I'll take a glass.
The glass?
Thank you. It's delicious.
You like it, sir?
I don't drink wine, I drink Bud Light. So, it was okay.
I have Bud Light. You like the Bud Light? No? Thank you. Cheers.
For a multi-grain?
So the lady's going to have the seafood curry?
Please.
For you, sir?
I'm going to go with the halibut.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
What's the butter?
Am I going to
like it? It's fennel, right?
I think it's good. Explain the beginning of this meal. They bring hot towels. Now, what is that all about?
Just to clean your hands.
And then what did they do with the wine? You made a suggestion based on what you were going to eat.
Mm-hmm. And then let me try it.
Now, is that standard in a lot of restaurants? Letting you try a wine?
Higher end places, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you ordered a bottle, that didn't have a cork, it was a screw top. But they'll come to the table and they'll uncork it for you. They'll pour it. And if you don't like it, then they'll bring you something else. This would be really good with the butter from Marcuzzi's. I like the bread though.
It's good.
They have plenty.
Do you?
I like the butter.
Do you?
Just try the butter alone. What's so special about the lights?
Birds.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see them. Guy at the next table's taking pictures of his food, Billy. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Everything is edible, even that flower. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's here. It's plenty. Have connection in the kitchen.
Look at that.
Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah, it's a good thing we did.
Holy mackerel. Yeah.
Is that plenty?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy, please.
Thank you.
Wow.
Let me know how you like it.
Oh, I can already tell I love it.
Can you?
It smells so good. Did you pull that flower out so I can see the flower?
Buried.
I think I just want to go to restaurants and have soup now.
It's like a nice corn puree, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like they just threw it in a blender. It's so fresh. The poached egg in there. Incredible.
It's really good.
All right, how is it?
It's fantastic.
Good?
It's really good.
Good flavor, huh?
You just want to come to restaurants and eat soups, huh?
Well, this is one of the best soups I've ever had in my life.
One of the best soups you've ever had in your life.
That lobster bisque is the best lobster bisque I've ever had in my
life. At Nakusuzi's? So you're saying that the signature restaurants do a great job with soup?
I haven't even gotten to this lovely little pork belly over here.
What is this green?
I don't remember.
Did you just try the pork belly? Green's got a little bit of spice. Got yolk. My egg just blew up.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been pissed if I had soup with the egg yolk in it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the corn puree.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those out of your comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
You would never think that these flavors. You would never think that these flavors together would. God, you killed that.
Mm-hmm. I would buy this.
What is this? What's my pork belly? Oh, that's more pork belly. Now, do you like African wine? What's different about it? Just tastes different.
Mm-hmm. I'll explain it.
Is it different from Italian and United States wines?
Each region, like, because of soil and, like, conditions, tastes slightly different. But my palate's not really developed enough to be able to explain it.
Yeah.
Would that just take more saucy Susie?
Quite a bit more. I'd like to be a Somalia.
You'd like to be a Somalia? What was this? That's not a Riesling, is it?
I said it was like a Riesling. But
oh, okay. Sweet. Well, how would you describe the decor in here? I gotta come back.
Huh?
I gotta come back now because I want to try that Wagyu. Actually, those flatbreads sound good too for a nap, don't they? Now, did that lamb shank sound good?
Jam, pork belly, poached egg, lemon corn curry. I like him. You can look at him.
Yeah, he's really good. No, I thought we were like the first ones in here. And look at how much they're filling up. Probably getting that deal. Take after.
You what? Thank you. You think what?
I'm gonna investigate the pool situation. See what type of security they have there. Well, that was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. What kind of wine did you say this was again?
It's called Cedarberg Bucatrava, is the grape they use for Riesling.
Okay.
But it's not too much sweet, it's very light on the sweet.
Delicious. Like wine glasses that are almost the size of Susie's head.
Yeah.
How come?
It is the size of your head.
You want to peel that bread?
No. I think I might just have a little piece.
Because it's very moist, but
okay.
This is for the shelf.
Thank you.
You didn't see that coming, jumping over the fence.
Right. I know this flavor is very low key in here.
It doesn't feel like a signature dining spot.
But
it's nice.
It does, but it doesn't. It feels very homey.
Homey?
That's very cool.
What's that?
Hidden Mickey.
Where was there a hidden Mickey?
There's one on this rock right here.
The one that's standing up?
Yeah. See it? This one right here in the water.
Oh, the one in the water? No, I can't see it.
One over the stove.
It'd be cool to sit at that bar, don't you think?
Okay. Main course is coming. Okay.
Great, thank you so much.
Somebody's getting in trouble.
I don't see that every day.
They didn't have anybody, though, did they? Custody?
Never good.
Director of security. Got his little thing up here. Port Favor pool. Weasel water review. Getting taken out in handcuffs.
That's what you should do, like the next time you have a meetup, call it like the Port Favor pool party.
Just have it at a pool at somebody's at a resort. Oh, that's Pop was there. It was at Petals.
Yeah. Yeah, but Bill, it is the 4-4-4 pool party.
Are you already getting teary-eyed from half a glass of wine? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I've had like 3 sips.
That doesn't mean much. Huh?
Looks like there are like wall sconces over there that look like mini birds. On the other side of the stove, you probably can't really see them unless you turn around the other way. You don't like my new Disney shirt?
Yes. You gotta get like a real Disney, like a resort shirt. Nice Grand Floridian t-shirt.
No, I want one of those ones from France. Sleeping Beauty shirt. But I think they changed them.
Yeah, turn around. That looks like that bread service. We would have totally been stuffed on that.
Yeah. music.
Huh?
I like the music.
Do you like the music?
It's like African jazz.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy, you're welcome. This smells incredible.
Okay, this looks
lovely.
Yeah. Well, that's
so you're gonna need that spoon.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. That sauce is fantastic. Tomato butter sauce.
What a beautiful presentation. Oh wow. It's a good sized halibut. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Do you want to try this halibut?
What is that?
What is what? Want to try the veggies? The corn and beans. Some string beans. This sauce is fantastic, though.
String bean or asparagus?
String beans. Asparagus was with the beef.
Mm. What'd you say, the sauce? Like the sauce,
sauce is so good. That sauce is, like you said, it's so good. So good.
You see my lovely lobster tail?
You know what? For a beautiful plate of fish that you have there, I have no interest.
Really?
This halibut is so good. So good. Mm. What's your favorite thing on the menu?
I like all of them.
You like it all?
No. Except the vegetarian. I'm vegetarian.
Good.
All of them.
What's the best part of your paella?
I don't know, it's all just so good.
That chicken actually sounded good, didn't it? No, not for you because it had peppers.
Right.
Now this looks like it's an onion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is, huh? Actually quite tasty.
Is it?
For something looking like a flower in your presentation. Halibut's one of my favorite fishes.
Is it?
Do you like it? Do you want another piece?
No, I'm getting very cold.
Does that mean no dessert for you? Wow. I've heard that.
Has good legs.
Huh?
Has good legs.
Has good what?
Legs. So you can see it going down the glass.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's like a sign of any well-made wine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
If there's streaks going down the...
Mm-hmm.
you're full, but you can't stop eating a lobster tail.
$6.30.
I think $7.00.
Might be one we have to do like toward the end of that fast pass hour.
Oh, expedition? You don't think it would be a good idea for you to go on that right now?
No.
I think you might have some issues.
You might have some issues.
Oh, I'm
chopped up muscles.
No, you're probably right. It's probably not a good idea with a full stomach.
Right.
That cornmeal?
Yeah.
I thought it was so good on the outer layer.
You don't wish we were at Redstone tonight instead?
Yeah, Redstone American Grill's okay.
Yeah, but we'd be in
Either there or Minnetonka. There wouldn't be anybody there because everybody would be up north at their cabin.
It'd probably be in Eden Prairie though, because I think they're outside. It's nicer.
You know what I think they need to incorporate? Not only resort-specific merchandise, but restaurant-specific merchandise. How cool would it be to have a Narcissus's t-shirt?
Mm-hmm, that would be cool.
Got t-shirts from all the nice places that you've eaten at. Yes. Sirius XM radio. Service here is so good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's up there with Shula's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough mm-hmm. one to follow. I'd say Shula's is the measuring stick for service, would you?
The places that we've been to.
Now we have.
But I would say that this guy's as good of a waiter as I've ever had.
Absolutely.
Him, Shula's, and let's not forget our buddy from Yacht Club.
Oh, and the resort. Yeah, they have books. Yeah, they have books. I think the one in the resort there is like in the rocks and the
I killed that. We move that over to Susie. And now we go into entree number two. Do you want to bring some of this home? Do you?
Well, you're not going to eat all that.
I'm gonna have the lobster tail.
Yeah, take it.
All right, we'll come back to you.
The lobster tail doesn't taste very good.
Is there any more meat to get out of here?
What?
Is there any more meat to get out of here?
Oh, yeah.
Is there? Can you get it out? Por favor. So he's going to be wearing a lobster tail?
I might have to do it with my finger. Does that bother you?
No. What is this? Is that calamari? Can I try your shrimp?
Yeah, take whatever you want.
I'm very comfortable. I don't think I'm going to... I don't want a Susie. We might have to make a goal of hitting all the restaurants that are on that 30% off list.
It's going to be hard, though. Does it end? September?
Yeah, I think so.
Looked at renting a car. It's going to be about $1,000. Hard to find a Suburban. That's what you want again, right? You know what I like about this resort?
What?
It's so simple, but it's so pretty.
You surrendered?
Oh, you're still,
I had a little bit, but
too much?
I don't want to eat. Portions are pretty big here for a signature restaurant. I'm surprised.
Yeah, that's a big one. The other one is the lamb chunk.
Yeah. That's another good one.
A big, it's a big, yeah, a big one. Take it away. Or you would like to box it?
Box it, please.
I'll bring a box and I'll
Thank
do it
you
for
so
you.
Much.
Not a problem.
How long have you been living here? In the States.
In the States, first time I came in 1976.
Where'd you go?
May 7, Hollywood, Florida.
Ah, I lived there for about 7 months when I was a baby.
800 Northwest 72nd Terrace, I remember the address. Then I went back to Chile in 1991, came back in 1994, went back in 2000, came back in 2005.
So are you going to go back? I see a pattern. You're going back or you're staying?
I'm going to retire soon, maybe. I'm going to be 66 in January, so but that's full retirement, maybe. Maybe I go back, I don't know.
How long have you been working for Disney?
10 years and 4 months, something like that.
Like it?
Oh yeah, it's a good company. Yeah.
Great company, yeah, is it? Yeah.
Good. Beautiful people.
That was fantastic.
I got a coffee here, or do I get a coffee at the quick serve and we can walk around for a little bit?
Get a quick serve.
Get a quick serve coffee?
Yeah,
yeah, because then it I can refill it. You like this restaurant, it's relatively weasel-free.
Quiet.
Yeah. That would be good stuff for our wrap-up. It is quiet.
I wonder if the ceiling panels are acoustic. Like noise deafening or something. I like the mosaic on the columns, too.
What's mosaic?
Tile.
Couldn't have said you liked the tile on the...
It's called mosaic.
Where I'm from, it's called... It's called tile.
A lot of meal here.
Yes, thank you.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah. I have seen maybe 2 person finish the whole...
Really? Thank you so much.
Oh. It's too late for that. I just ate. Then you drowned if you don't digest it for a half
30
hour.
Minutes,
30
right?
minutes, you got to digest your food or else you drown.
If you like to share, I'm going to suggest the Mango Splendid is the best Mango Splendid.
Dessert. That's so sad.
Holy Christ, look at the Remy Martin. Half an ounce, $70. 1 ounce, $135. Oh, Remy Martin, Louis the 13th. Look at this thing. Look at single malts and liquors. 25-year-old, $140. Wow. Dessert wine. Bottle of that for $99. Wow. They ain't messing around at this place, are they?
Zebra teeny sounds good.
Huh?
Zebra teeny.
Zebra teeny, Captain Morgan rum, Godiva white chocolate liqueur, Frangelico, don't know what that is, Amarula, and a shot of espresso in a chocolate zebra stripe martini glass. It's only 11 and a quarter. That's not bad.
Sounds like a Susie drink, doesn't it?
It sounds like a Susie drink. Hazelnut flavored.
Ooh, they put tea on the back.
How much is it?
$7.50.
I doubt they have a $7.50 tea at a quick service, but I could be wrong. Taking stuff out of my pockets. What do you have, your magic, your AP?
I mean, it says 2017, but I'm sure they put it on M, right?
I haven't given you magic. They don't give us these anymore, so that's the problem.
Right.
Oh, I can show them this. Remember they said you can show them that? It's kind of hard to prove that you're a annual pass holder when they can't scan your band.
Right.
And they no longer give you
the card.
The card that says that you're an annual pass holder.
Are you okay?
I can't eat a thing. We couldn't even split something.
We're stuffed.
You have the discount, right? What do you have?
Yeah. Can I give you this? Because we don't get the cards anymore. They said that we could just put a picture of.
Yeah,
that's from my Disney experience. Is the expiration.
That's the annual pass. Okay, I'll do the discount. Don't worry.
Okay.
I can.
Oh no, this one is fine. Yeah, I'll pass.
All right. Thanks.
It must come back to you.
I don't want you to leave without some.
Look at this.
Those are crackle chocolate cookies. This cow has been made there. It's a good one. Whenever you're ready, I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
$88.
You're kidding me.
So with a 30% AP early late food discount, it came out to $88.40.
That's ridiculous.
And we split an appetizer with the suggestion of our waiter.
And we had a glass of wine.
You had a glass of wine.
And we both had seafood.
Yeah. Now what is this?
Some kind of a little chocolate cookie with confectioner's sugar on it.
And how is it?
It's good. Very light. Are you taking a picture?
Tasty. They brought us a couple of cookies.
It is light.
Yeah, did you hear that? She didn't like the first
one. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
The top is mine, bottom is yours. It's been a pleasure having you come
Thank
back.
You
and
so
You've been
very
one
much.
Of the best servers I've had in all the years coming here. Thank you very much.
Come back and see us
Thank
again.
Thank you so much.
We will. It's the same thing.
Okay.
here. I'll read you the questions. These are all scale 1 to 10s.
Okay.
Menu.
The menu I would give a 10. I thought there were things for everyone. I mean, it's a high and upper scale restaurant, so not everyone would maybe choose to eat here. But seafood, chicken, beef, there was a vegetarian option. I thought the menu was excellent.
Atmosphere theming.
I think the atmosphere is a 10. The theming, I don't know that it's themed so much. But I really like it. I mean, it's very low-key, and it, you know, if you want a place that doesn't necessarily feel like you're in the middle of a theme park, I think this is a good choice.
Value.
It's hard to say because we got the discount, and so with the discount, it's a phenomenal value. But I thought the prices were fair to begin with, on the higher end, but worth it for the food you got, the portions, and what it was.
Ease of entry?
Very easy. We made the reservation, a couple days ago?
And then meal, taste, presentation, portions, value.
I mean, I'd give it a 15. It was incredible. Everything tasted amazing. The portions were huge. We split the soup, and it was still a lot.
So you're giving Gico a 10 out of 10?
I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
Well, thank you. Now I'll do mine. I thought the menu, I'll give that a
10. I don't like giving 10s, but it did. It had fish, it had beef, it had vegetarian, chicken. So a wide spectrum, atmosphere theming. I'll give it a 9. It's really nice in here. We're at a window seat overlooking like a little, looks like it could have been a koi pond, but it isn't. People walking up to the pool. Value, the entrees, I think Susie's was 49, mine was 41. I think that's a pretty good price for a 2-credit signature restaurant. Ease of entry, that's a 10, because we got in here, I think about 2 days ago I signed up, so that was easy. And then as far as meal, I'm giving that a 10. The taste was a 10 out of 10. My halibut was fantastic. The presentation was gorgeous. And the portion, I mean, you could give that a 15, because usually these signature restaurants, sometimes you leave a little hungry or you're just comfortable, but the food, it was just so much food. So I'm going to give this place, Gico, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10 as well, Susie.
And that's all we have here from Gico at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will talk to you later.
All right, we're back. You just heard almost an hour, a little bit over an hour of our live dining review.
That's a lot of filth.
Klinsmann, I wanted to just briefly talk about that soup, that summer corn soup.
Yeah, go for it. I want to hear more about
herb jam, pork belly, poached egg, lemon corn curd. And I was looking corn. Poached egg, that sounds kind of weird. I mean, this was basically a corn puree.
Mm-hmm.
And all you could taste is corn. It had such an amazing taste. But the poached egg, that's what I'm talking about. The combination that you would never think, but the poached egg with the corn was amazing. Like, those two flavors combined were amazing.
Yeah, because you, like, cut into the egg and the yolk goes
a little
everywhere.
Yolk. Yeah. Correct. Yep. Exactly.
And then you probably get, like, a little punch of salt and smokiness from the pork belly.
And
when
the
you get a little
the pork belly was delicious. It was, you know, hard on the outside, soft on the inside, great flavor. Ugh.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, so you get like the succulent sweet corn, you get the smoky, salty pork belly, you get the unctuous, like, umami flavor from the egg. It sounds like it's a really good combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think we should just be professional food reviewers.
We could just write a food blog.
Just go around and just make up fancy words for stuff and
You hit some good words with all that.
You like that?
Oh, yeah, I did. I think you did a good job.
My mouth's like watering. The only thing I wouldn't like is the lemon, but that adds the sour component, so maybe it was needed. Sounds like it's a perfectly balanced dish.
It was good. It was good.
That's something I would never order.
Isn't that funny? And that was like the first thing that caught my eyes.
Because I'm not a big corn, like corn soups don't do it for me. Like corn chowder, I know it probably doesn't compare even close to a corn chowder, but I like corn, but I don't like corn soup.
See, we were both going to get one, and he talked us out of it. Basically, a wink, wink. He said, "I'll basically give you two nice big bowls for the price of one.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah. So tell me why you like this place so much. You've gone, told me a number of times that this is your favorite restaurant.
It's tough for me at this point, 6 years. I honestly can't even say what I had. I don't remember what I had when I went. I think it may have been the filet, and I think I may have had like a wild boar appetizer because we were on the dining plan, so we got appetizer, entree, dessert.
Oh, good Lord.
So I think I had like the wild boar appetizer, whatever it was. It might have been a wild boar sausage or something like that, which was fantastic. I just remember loving the appetizer, and that was like the outside the box thing. But then I ordered the filet, which was excellent, cooked perfectly, the sides were good. But I almost was like kicking myself because I should have gotten something a little more adventurous at a place like that. But just the atmosphere, the way we were treated by the staff, everything about it was just so nice. And because it was our honeymoon, like they gave us a little card signed by all the servers there. They all signed it.
Oh, that's cool.
With a greeting in their native language. Like they all said, like, congratulations in all their native languages and
stuff.
That's
very cool.
So, you know, it's those little things that really make it memorable for you. And I don't know, it feels like it's in another world there, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like California Grill, we always kind of compare things to that. You kind of know you're at Disney when you're there,
and you know you're on the top. You're at the top of the contemporary resort,
right? Chico just felt like you were in an oasis, like in a different place, like stepping into a whole different place. I really liked that aspect of it. I like, you know, everything about it was good, and it's probably the most moderately priced signature.
Yeah, I didn't think the prices were that bad.
Even if you were paying full price, you probably would have got out of there for less than an arcuzzi.
My halibut was $41, and her curry was $47, and that thing was huge.
Right,
and they didn't skimp on lobster,
which is good. Yeah, obviously that's important for something like that. But you think about it, like you might think, oh, $41, that's a lot, but if you were at Rose and Crown and you got a halibut dish, you'd be at like $26 anyway. So you're paying that step up for the signature experience. It's definitely not overpriced. It's probably right where it should be for the experience you get.
Mm-hmm.
And being at Disney and paying kind of like that little bit extra that you usually pay for eating at a Disney restaurant. Yeah, I loved it. I would go back there in a heartbeat. I know Sarah agrees with me. That was probably her favorite signature as well. It was also probably because we agreed on it as well, that we both really loved it, so it holds a good place in our heart. So it's a place we know we can go back to as like a special occasion, so it's something to look forward to as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. But just everything about it, really just an enjoyable experience all around. I can't recommend it enough.
And I think for me too, the reason I like to hit signatures is not just the food, but I like the service. Going out to eat is a special occasion for me. We don't go to Applebee's every Friday night. When we go out, we like to go out and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, you might not really think it listening to the podcast because that's all we talk about. But, you know, you talk about when you go out and you go to Disney, but that's really the only times you go out to eat is when you go to Disney.
That's the only time. So, yeah, I haven't been out to eat now in 5 weeks. So if I go every couple months and I want to spend $120, so be it. But I like getting good service.
Right. And you're almost guaranteed good service at a signature.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get it. I mean, listen, it makes sense to me. And the food's good, too. That's the thing. I mean, we talk about places on property that we really like Captain's Grill. You know, you like that. Rose and Crown, we both really like.
Mm-hmm.
You get good service and really good food at those places, but there's just something special about the signatures.
Oh, by far.
And that's the thing. It just has whatever it is, I'm not sure. You can't really put your finger on it, what makes it so unique, but it just feels so pleasant in those places. I think a lot of it might be, it's just slowed down like 10%.
What was
like
that?
It's just slowed down. Like you don't seem as rushed. Everything's more relaxed. They take a little longer to
bring. Yeah, they're not trying to turn tables like they.
Right. I think that might be what it is. It's just a little slower pace, and that's just what you want.
Mm-hmm.
When you're, finally sitting down for your nice meal, like your one big meal of the trip. If it's one of those kind of trips where you are there 5 or 6 nights and you have one signature planned, you know, the end of a long day, you have that one meal you've been looking forward to all week, and it's just slowed down, a nice, perfect pace and good service and good food.
And the thing is, too, like, you know me, that I always like to take recommendations. And, you know, you go to some place and you say, well, what do you recommend? They say, well, what are you in the mood for? Well, you know, if I said I was in the mood for a steak, obviously I would order a steak.
Right.
But, like, when I, you know, when he explained the entire menu and then I said, I got it narrowed down to these two, where would you go? And he's just like, the halibut is so good. I'm like, all right, sold.
Right, and that's
he said it's not going to disappoint. I like when they do truly make a recommendation for you. Because a lot of times at these signatures, you know, there's always two or three off the top of your head that you're debating.
Right, yeah. Especially us, like, we look into it beforehand, and we have things like, oh, this sounds good, this could be good. Then you get there, and you never know what's going to strike you, but it always helps to have an expert kind of leading you in the right direction.
Don't you love it, too, when you do the research? And then they throw what their special is, and you're like, oh, now I need another 45 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even want to hear the specials because you don't want it to interrupt what you already have planned in your head.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoy. I was kind of...
You were nervous. I know you were.
I was, because I had talked it up so much, and then if you went and had like a terrible time and you didn't like the food, you would have called me a dummy or something.
Oh, yeah. You definitely would have heard about it.
I knew Susie would like it, no matter what. I was a little worried that you might not find something that you really loved, but I'm glad. Even the soup, because that's some stuff that doesn't go with stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff that doesn't go with stuff.
So that goes to show how good that place is. All right, we're going. We're a long time here. We're probably at a good 90, 95 minutes into this podcast.
It's a good thing we're early in the month, because Podbean usually, when I do an hour 20 show, tells us that we don't have enough memory, and then you got to go in and monkey around with our stuff.
They're going to lock you out. We don't pay enough to get enough bandwidth.
Exactly.
All right, bring us home, Bill.
All right, you've been listening to episode 189 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de this podcast. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, Por Favor Podcast. Email the show, info@porfavorpodcast. You can email me, Mike@porfavorpodcast. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, you want to plug our YouTube station?
Yeah, sure. We're youtube.com/Por Favor Podcast. And check out Day in the Life Episode 1 up now. And we'll have more to come, kind of like a look behind the scenes, a vlog, if you will, of things that are going on. Disney will be involved. Just our normal day-to-day stuff will be involved.
Maybe you'll make a pot of coffee on a Saturday with the kids running around. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, I made a microwave dinner, and that was the main attraction of the first one. So
now you made a microwave macaroni and cheese dinner. Uh-huh. And how many hits have you already had in less than a week?
Into the dozens, let's put it that way.
That's pretty sad.
It's that many people?
Yes.
Yeah, it is pretty sad. It's good. People love that stuff. They eat it up. I'm the same way. I watch stupid stuff like that all the time.
You watch somebody microwave macaroni and cheese?
I've watched something similar, yeah. Now, in my defense, I didn't actually show the microwave spinning around. I just showed the final product.
Yes, you did. Macaroni and cheese, some craft beers, and college football. That's not a bad way to spend a night.
No, it was a good night. But that's it. Yeah, so I have another one. I have an idea for my next one coming up, so that should be out this weekend. So after this episode here, check out YouTube, and there should be another episode up there.
Beautiful.
And I guess that's it. Oh, you can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com.
All right. Thanks for listening. Episode 189 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de this podcast. From Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week.